Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ladies and gentlemen, even though we are in the holiday spirit, we need to get pumped up more. So here's our Olaf, the inflatable one, the Gov with the wide nine.
Whatever, I don't even know what to do with that.
You don't have to just go in.
He called you a blowable.
I called you an inflatable, didn't I?
All right, we're going to start a little bit of fun for a change. The Wolverines will play the Horned Frogs in the CFP. The Horned Frogs is one of my favorite college nicknames. What are your top three college nicknames?
I'm not even sure if some of these have football teams, but I use them for basketball, so I don't care. It still works. The Anteaters of Cal Irvine, the banana Slugs of University of California, Santa Cruz, and I love me some Golden Hurricane of Tulsa. I think that's a great nickname.
I'm disappointed you stole my Anteaters, because every time they're in the tournament, I'm like, the Anteaters are here. UC Irvine Anteaters are one of mine. I love the Raging Cajuns. University of Louisiana at Lafayette. The Raging Cajuns, I think, are awesome.
I have a question. Can you still use that nickname anymore in our politically correct world? I think they actually changed their name.
What?
I'm almost positive. We'll check later. I'll check later.
I don't know. And it doesn't matter.
Somebody should look it up.
And the one that I think is just fun to say as well, the Vermont Catamounts.
The Catamounts.
The Catamounts. It's a badass cat.
Once in a while, they were always a team that people think is going to pull an upset in the first round of the NCAAs.
Yes.
Well, what's the Chanticleers? Who's
Coastal
that?
Coastal Carolina.
I like that. I like Red Raiders. And the only thing about the Golden Hurricanes is that hurricanes don't hit in Oklahoma.
That's true.
I mean, technically it could if it was moving super fast.
Yeah.
All right, Jim Harbaugh pretty much shot down the annual NFL rumors on Sunday night. But the truth of the matter is he is one of the best candidates available. In fact, I think he is the best, even over Sean Payton, who would require compensation. Do you have any concerns Harbaugh might leave Michigan if he wins the national championship this year?
Not at all. He said he's not leaving. He's going to coach next year's team with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. And I believe him, because he's always been, a guy that's been straightforward with what he wants to do. And if he's going to go to the NFL, he's going to talk to Minnesota. He was pretty straightforward with it. And then you look at this sophomore class that he has right now. I think he wants to see them at a minimum through to their junior class. I think this year was good. Last year was good. This year's better. I think next year could be great.
I have a little more concern than you do. If you're going to go percentages, I say there's a 10% chance. I think he'll always listen. And you never know when that happens, when he's talking to people. And, the NFL, we always talk about, if you have a choice, wouldn't you want to coach the NFL? You don't have to worry about,
recruiting.
Things like recruiting and,
sure,
not suspending players for violations and things like that.
But I think recruiting is one of the things that he likes the most.
Well, I tend to agree with John, but I think there's one job opening that there could be, and it's the LA Chargers. And he has been linked to wanting to go back to California, and so is his wife, Sarah. And if that one becomes available, I think there's a chance. All right, many don't like that Ohio State's in the playoff. Do you give the Buckeyes any shot of upsetting number one Georgia?
Yeah, I definitely have given them a shot, probably about 30%. I mean, the Ohio State, despite playing a ridiculously poor second half against Michigan, a lot of that forced by Michigan, obviously, is still a really good football team. And I still think if the offensive line holds up and Stroud has time to throw the ball, their running backs are going to get healthy, I think they definitely have a chance.
Georgia is a very similar team in style to Michigan. and they're going to take a look at what went wrong in the Michigan game, fix it, and they're going to be a better team. Ryan Day is still a really good coach. I know everybody says, you know, oh, it's terrible. He is a really good coach, and he's going to make adjustments. He doesn't want to go out there and lose. He doesn't want to lose to Michigan again either. He's going to make adjustments, and he's a little stubborn sometimes in doing it, but he's going to try and do it. And yeah, I think there's a chance. I'm not going to put a percentage on it, but yes, there's a chance they could upset Georgia.
All right, Alabama missed the college football playoff and has only one national title in the past five seasons. That's kind of weird to say only one, but it's Alabama. Has Georgia supplanted Alabama as the perennial power in college football?
Not yet, but they can if they go back-to-back. And, you know, you talk about the Alabama is always going to be held in high regard as a perennial power because Nick Saban. Whenever Nick Saban's not there, then, okay, we can start talking about dethroning Alabama, but Georgia is very close to it.
My first two words are the same as yours. Not yet. But if they do this another year, and I'm not even talking about if they win the championship this year. I mean, if they are, you know, close to being the number one team in the nation for three straight years, yes, yep. Then I'll be convinced.
All right, I'm going to add one more player in here. So Wisconsin quarterback Graham Mertz, Clemson quarterback DJ Uiagalelei, right?
Yeah. Well done.
And JT Daniels, they've all entered the transfer portal. Should Michigan State think about pursuing any of them?
First of all, I'm not interested in Graham Mertz. I don't really think that's an upgrade from Peyton Thorne. Even though Peyton Thorne didn't have a good year, I don't think Graham Mertz is that good. Uiagalelei, I don't think he fits what they're starting to do. I said it right, didn't
you're
I?
Close. You're close, yes. Lele oh, at well, the end, but you did very good.
I'd go after somebody like Houston Card, the Texas quarterback who is transferring because he doesn't want to be behind Ewers and Arch Manning.
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't know that those guys are upgrades over Peyton Thorne. And you look at what they're doing, and at some point – you can't continue to go to the portal and supplant guys that are leaders on your team. And it doesn't do things, it doesn't look good to incoming freshmen, to the guys that you're recruiting. Hey, if I don't do it, or if I'm not good enough, they're just going to go out and find somebody else. Or even if I am a starter, they're just going to go find somebody else. At some point, I'm not saying don't go to the portal, but you could supplement your roster. I just wouldn't go out and do that this year because I don't think those guys are upgrades.
By the way, Daniels, this is going to be his fourth school, wherever he ends up.
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
He's going to play 10 years. All right, the Lions are probably going to have to run the table to make the playoffs. The Seahawks are a huge thorn in their side in tiebreakers, and the Seahawks still play the Rams again. Would you rather have this Lions team make the playoffs, or would you rather have the Rams land the Lions' number two overall pick in the draft? Because getting both is nearly mathematically impossible.
I'd rather have the Lions make the playoffs. Win as many games as you possibly can. And it's, I mean, this is kind of a roundabout tank answer. And it's still, I'm going to be consistent. I want them to win as many games as possible and let everything else sort itself out. There's a possibility you could get both. But if you're telling me I've got to pick, I want the Lions to win as many games as possible, continue changing the culture. That way we'll know Dan Campbell is the right guy for the job moving forward, that the young talent is paying off moving forward, and we got some excitement going into the offseason.
The way the question was posed, I'm going to say playoffs as well because they can make the playoffs and get the third or fourth pick in the draft, and I'd be very, very damn happy.
Yep.
See, I want that number two. I want younger Anderson. End of story. And yeah. I actually think this – you know, chance to get a playoff bid is so minor regardless.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Winner, winner.
The bell's back in the wide nine?
No,
all right, I'll shut up.
No, the bell was there. I just happened to hit it with my coffee
cup. On Sunday, I started Trevor Lawrence as my second QB in my fantasy league. It's a two QB league, by the way, so that's why I started him. I was rooting for Lawrence to get more stats against the Lions. Does that make me a bad fan? Because technically I was rooting for the Lions defense to play bad.
No, it doesn't make you a bad fan because you could still want, you know, Lawrence to get some, you know, a lot of yards, maybe not all touchdowns. And, you know, you win your fantasy game, you win your league, you win money, you feed your family. Hell no, yeah. It doesn't make you a bad fan.
Yes. If you're playing fantasy football to feed your family, that makes you a bad man. No, it doesn't make you a bad fan unless you're sitting next to me and you're cheering for the opponent's quarterback to play well.
Let me tell you how this went down. I'm not sitting on my couch saying, come on, like, go, right. Jack, like that. And, yeah, first
Trevor,
down, Jacksonville,
oh, Trevor Lawrence, yeah!
Run for another one. I will say this. I did not like him getting hurt at the end of the half, and I was very fearful that he was only going to score me 3 points. I was highly upset about that. I was a little bit upset about the Lions' time of possession in the second half. Like, can we get another touchdown here?
That's why I somewhat despise fantasy football.
This is what it does to you.
I know, and trust me, I've told you guys, I do this with my kids, but I will not let them sit there and cheer for any individual that is playing against the Lions.
All right, the 49ers are one of the hottest teams in the NFL, but they lost Jimmy G. Although he may not be out for the year now, he could come back late in the playoffs. Should the 49ers consider picking up the phone and trying to talk to Ryan Fitzpatrick or Drew Brees out of retirement?
I think they have a pretty good chance of still making the playoffs. I figured you were going to do it next.
No.
But trust your scheme. All right. Trust your coaches. Trust your team. Trust your defense. Don't hit the panic button and go out and do something that's I don't think is going to. Again, it's just like going and getting Baker Mayfield. I don't think at this point getting a quarterback and plugging them into a system is going to be beneficial. Is Brock Purdy your answer at quarterback? No, it's not a great answer, but it's what you have right now. So let it ride, get to the playoffs, and you can hope that Jimmy G will be back.
No on Breeze. Fitzpatrick intrigues me more because he played more recent and he probably doesn't have to do as much. Breeze probably hasn't done anything in the last 2 years, and
he'd be healthy.
I'm done for him.
He's one of the smarter quarterbacks that has played.
I think there's enough time left in this season to explore these. I know it sounds crazy, but I'm sorry. I feel like the 49ers are going to get T.J. Yates like the Texans did in the playoffs when they went down to their third string, and the Cardinals once went down to their third string when they lost Stanton and I think Palmer, and it just killed their chances. They will not go to the Super Bowl with Brock Purdy as their quarterback.
No, they won't.
They won't.
No.
So, to me, you make the phone call with a Drew Brees. He's one of the smartest quarterbacks ever. Yeah, his arm strength is weak, but in a dink-and-dunk offense, which is what Garoppolo was doing anyways, and the skill players, I actually think he might be able to game manage this thing. I wouldn't like Fitzpatrick because he turns the ball over too much.
Did he have any time left on his contract when he retired? Okay.
He was done.
He was done.
All right, the Eagles have a great chance to get home field advantage in the NFC. Now that Jimmy G is out, especially, the 49ers are probably no longer that team that can go into Philly and win. What NFC team has the best chance to beat the Eagles in Philly in the playoffs?
Dallas.
Nah.
Cowboys, unfortunately. They do. I think that their defense travels, boys. Their defense is really good.
And their defense is fast.
Yes.
They lead the NFL in sacks right now, and if you're going to try and beat this Philly team, you got to put pressure on Jalen Hurts. You got to keep him in the pocket. And if he gets out of the pocket, you got to be able to run him down.
Yeah.
And those are all the things that Dallas can do. Now,
right.
Doing it, that's another matter.
Exactly.
Until I see it with that franchise,
oh, I know.
I won't believe it. And guess who I'm picking?
The Vikings.
Your boy. You get to an NFC championship game despite how awful they are playing offensively with Tom Brady and that Buccaneer defense. That I truly believe that if the Buccaneers could get there in the NFC Championship game, that they could win in Philly.
Oh, wow.
Because it's Tom.
Oh, you know what?
Tom!
This guy here. And every time I say Tom, he's going to go, Tom.
Yeah.
He's the one over there.
I've seen Tampa do that, too, in the playoff. Yep. The last game in Veterans Stadium, Joe Jarevicius.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I know it seems weird now, but if we got to that point, would you bet against him?
No,
I wouldn't bet against him if it got to that point because it would be proving that he would getting there.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, that is the Y9 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.